Greater equality of income and wealth.
Okay.
Think of intangible elements when you are allocating homes, choice-based letting.
Any snaps? No snaps?
Build homes that meet people's needs but also get tenancy rights equalised to give security of tenure.
Any snaps?
Focus on tangible, realistic outcomes generated by participative, inclusive forums.
No snaps.
Snap.
Thank you. Thank you, team.
Thank you.
This team?
You want
the
left one?
So I might have tied into the other one. It was understand and challenge the financial system that delivers home, housing and wellbeing.
Yeah. The housing and regeneration outcome focused work is already focused on improving quality and wellbeing in Scotland. Scotland's good at shaping policy ideas, but it's how to achieve these aims, implementation is key.
Put policy into practice, essentially, yeah? Policy into practice?
That's better.
Can I rewrite it as policy into practice? Next one.
The next essay. The Christie Commission provides a good starting point for cross-cutting working. Notwithstanding austerity, it's important to continue working collaboratively. Again, it's about implementation, funding, resourcing and culture change. I mean, I'd just like to say that when we were looking at the well-being and home issue, we felt that actually a lot is being done. You know, it's not about reinventing the wheel.
Fund a What is Home study across Scotland.
Yay!
Especially given the independence debate, find out the answers. This needs to be creative. It could be a public exhibition to open the conversation to inform policy writing.
Okay, so that's a research.
No snaps. We had one that was pointing out that we need to recognise that care homes and housing with care are all homes for people. So they should be treated the same. So at the moment there's different rights and different funding streams, mm-hmm. and they need to be treated together.
Flexible, adaptable design, consideration for changing circumstances. It's not all about 2.4 children and aspirational detached house living.
Mm-hmm. Professional courses and degrees should include social subjects, not just technical ones. So human geography, demographics, and so on.
People-centric planning. Joint spatial and community planning, genuine engagement, manage expectations.
As a facilitate the overlap between home and houses, because also home means emotions and like that, it's connected to housing and it requires security of the newer, for instance, enough space, enough number of dwellings.
The built environment should support social connectedness as well as privacy.
We've got one practical thing and two research ideas. I say encourage a variety and mix of architecture within the same housing scheme, so we haven't got little ticky-tacky boxes all the same. Research projects, bringing home into the private rented sector, so dealing with issues of decor, security of tenure, rent controls, and also thinking about an organisation that will hold landlords to account. And also, another research question is, ask people, what aspects of home do you have control over? What aspects of home would you like more, in brackets, control over? What aspects are you less worried about having control over?
Thanks very much. I'm going to put these on the wall. You get to have some coffee. And then after that, you get to pick what you think your top three priorities are. And then we will have a direction going forward.